Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avodah Zarah, Parakeh Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeichah Refayin Drizivik Hagon Bikharav Mamesh. As Mishnah Vav tells us, Balashes of the Gacham Shenichsel Ir, a whole troop of non-Jewish soldiers that came into a city and they plunked themselves down in Jewish homes. B'shas Shalom, if it's a time of peace, Chavias Psuchas Asurais. Any open barrel is usher. Stumas Mutaris, but closed barrels are mutter. That's because the open barrels where you suspect the non-Jewish soldiers drink from and they touched it, obviously making it usher. But if the barrel's closed, we don't have to assume that they opened it, caused problems and then resealed it. However, b'shas melchama, if it's a time of war, elu ve'elu mutaris, these and those are permitted, meaning even the open barrels are mutter. Why is that? L'fishein p'nai l'nasech, because they don't have time to be menasech the wine. They're too busy fighting their war and they don't have any time to be menasech wine, even though it's an open barrel. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, going back to an original discussion we had a bunch of Mishnahs ago, how schar, money from yayin nesech, is usser, because since the wine is usser b'ana, you're not allowed to benefit from anything having to do with it either. So Mishnah tells us, uman shel Yisrael, we have Jewish workers who are working by a non-Jew, that their non-Jewish employer sent them a barrel of yayin nesech as their wages, so mutar lemerlei, they're allowed to tell him, telanos dameha, we want you to give us its value. Meaning this is before it got to them. Let's say he sent them a message, I have a worker on the way, he's bringing you a barrel of wine, that's your wages, so they can send them back a message, we don't want the wine, just give us its value. And that's because that's their schar, that's the wages that they earned, and there's no problem there. However, if it had already gotten to their rishus, it was already delivered to them, they took it, now they own it, and they realize that, oh, we don't want this because yayin nesech, it's too late. Usser, they're not allowed to get schar for it. They can't trade it in with him and get money instead because they already own this yayin nesech, so it's their tough luck, but they can't get any money for it. Another din, a yid is selling wine to a non-Jew, and so he's pouring his kosher wine into the non-Jew's non-kosher vessel. And obviously, the moment the non-Jew touches it, it becomes usser. So pasak ad shloy madad, dam of mutarin. If they were paisek, if they agreed on a price, they set a price before the wine was measured, the money that's paid for the wine is mutter. That's because the non-Jew is considered to be kaina, to have acquired the wine before he actually touched it, and therefore the schar paid for the wine is not usser. It's not schar for yayin nesech, because again, the non-Jew was chayv to pay for it before he even touched the wine. However, madad ad shloy pasak, if wine was already measured out before they decided on a price, to dam of asurin, the money that's supposed to be paid for it is usser. The yid's not allowed to take it because the wine was already measured, making it usser, and then they decide how much money is going to pay for it. Well, that's money for yayin nesech, so that's usser. Another din regarding the yid pouring wine for the guy, not al samashbech umadil sech tzechisa shel avik achavim. The yid who was selling his wine took the mashbech, which is the funnel, and he poured wine through it into the jug of the non-Jew, v'chazru umadil sech tzechisa shel Yisrael, and then he went and used the same mashbech to pour into the jug of a yid, im yesh by akeves yayin. If this mashbech, this funnel, has an akeves yayin, which is basically a lip of sorts that slows down the flow of the wine, and that means that there's going to be a little bit of wine stuck in it, usser, it's usser. And why is that? So this is special din, that the flow of wine from the yid's kli into the non-Jews actually is usser. And that's because since at the bottom of that flow of wine, it's touching the non-Jew's kli and it becomes usser, so the entire stream of wine is usser. And that stream of wine was connected to the funnel, and some of it's still left in the funnel, therefore that wine that's in the funnel is usser. Similarly, hama armi kli al kli, if the yid is pouring from one kli to another, es she'era mimenu mutter, the kli that was poured from is mutter. I mean, whatever wine is left in the yid's kli, that's the original kli that had wine poured from it, that's perfectly mutter. But as she'era l'soichai, usser, whatever was poured into it, meaning whatever was poured into the guy's kli is usser, that's obvious. And the real chiddush over here in the Mishnah is that stream that's in the middle of being poured from the yid's kli to the guy's, let's say right before it landed in the guy's kli, the yid quickly stuck a cup underneath and caught it. That bit that he catches is actually usser, because that was part of the stream, the flow that was connected to the guy's kli, so it's usser. Whatever is still located in the yid's kli is mutter, but whatever had already started pouring out and flowing out into the guy's kli is usser, even though it never actually landed there and the yid caught it midstream. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Chasan Tess with more discussions. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.